Right, Sunday morning, 2:09:25, the Prophet's Corner and Cut. The title of this is The Fixer. You remember the show, The Fixer? The Fixer. In other words, it's somebody you hire to fix stuff, like say you're a important person, and you come in behind them and make sure if there's any messes or things, you fix it. That's the fixer, okay? All right, the Holy Spirit's speaking to us this morning. No longer fret over what you think I want you to be, but rejoice over what I have called you to be. Let the past go and look forward. Just like the sea that covered over the Egyptians, and they were no more, I've cleaned your slate. I have taken out of your ledger anything and everything that is not good. No longer look back there in your mind. I do not keep an account of your failures, but only your victories. Yes, that is right. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me. I paid for it all, lock, stock, and barrel. Let this plague you no longer. In other words, always bringing up the past. I wish I'd have done this, and I wish I'd have done that. Look what I did, blah, 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 blah. He that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Move forward. No longer a past, just a bright future. I am the hope within you. Allow me to mold you into the image I have for you. You've decided to lay down your life for me. So now I can make you into all that I want you to be, not what you can do for yourself. I'm always with you. I'll never leave you, so you can rest and know that I've begun that work in you, and I will complete it. When you laid down your life, I took it up, and it's no longer your responsibility to change yourself. You two get that this morning. Let that sink in. When you lay down your life, I took it up, and it is no longer your responsibility to change yourself, but my word in you will do the work. That is, if you'll let it. You are dead, and your new life is hidden in me. I'm leading you into victory, not guilt or shame or blame. Those are all things of the past. I should be no longer in your vocabulary. Right there, I should have. Well, I should have done this, and I should have done that, and I wish I'd have done this, and I wish I'd have done that. Wishing ain't getting. You are officially retired from fixing yourself. I am the fixer. Moving forward, you're going from glory to glory, being transformed into my image. I'm the author and the finisher. It is my image for you and not your own. What you think ought to be further along. Look, all these wasted years. Stop it. The fixer's on the job. All right, I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. I appeal to you, therefore, Romans 12:1-2, brethren, beg of you in the view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice. In other words, you give it up. Holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Laying down on that altar as a living sacrifice and saying, okay, Lord, do your stuff and I'll stay out of the way while you do the stuff. That's what you're supposed to do. And how do you do that? Praying in the Spirit and also renewing your mind with God's Word. That's all He requires. So you can quit your day job, okay? Trying to fix yourself. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to external, superficial customs. Just all a bunch of yuckity yuck. Trying to fix yourself. Be but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind. But it's new ideas, new attitudes. He's got a different way of looking at things. So that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. And what I'd say to you today, don't talk ugly about yourself. God's working on you. Don't criticize the fixer and what He's doing. You may be a mess because He's reconstructing, but don't worry about it. He's in charge. He's the fixer. Time to change your mind for the better. This is a God inside operation. The Word will do the work in your transformation process. It will change your old way of thinking into my way of thinking. It's all inside and not outside. You doing stuff on the outside, try to change yourself. You ain't done it in 40 years, honey. You ain't going to do it in 40 more. I just tell you the truth. We all been there. All your confessions and rotes will not change a thing unless I'm involved in it. Religious activities are all works of the flesh unless I'm involved in it. Me. This is what I said. I have received healing this way a couple of occasions. The Word says He already paid for it, but my mind caught up with what His Word says, and there was an instant manifestation. Peace in the heart makes the call. When peace is there, you know it is right. All right, the Lord continues. Relinquish control. No longer allow fear, worry, shame, or blame to control you. The Holy Spirit makes the call, for He is the umpire. You can always be safe when you follow the peace. When you lay down your life, you became none of your business. The Holy Spirit and His work within are God's business. The new real life in you has been pre-planned for you, and at this point you have no inkling what kind of life it will be like as you go through the renewing of the mind process. And I can vouch for that. When I first started this 11 years ago, I had no clue. I partly knew some things, but I had no clue where I am now. Allow the Holy Spirit to hover over your messed up life and do His work, for He will do a thorough job. His goal is to create a new creation. So Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. The days of being a control freak are over. The world spends billions of dollars every year trying to make themselves better. It never seems to do the job, but my spirit knows just what to do in you. Take no thought for your life. Seems that is all most do. Remember the country and western song, Jesus take the wheel? No one that has relinquished control has ever taken their life. I'm going to read Matthew right quick and we'll be done with this one. Matthew 7. Yeah, most people finally, when they've exhausted all their measures, they'll finally say, Jesus take the wheel. But if you just give Him the will to begin with, you don't have to get all wore out and exasperated over it. This is Matthew 7:31. No 7:31. Well, I'll tell you for sure. Maybe it's 24. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can find it. Maybe it's Matthew 6, not 7. It is. It's 6. I know I hit the 6. It just came out 7. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things should the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Stay on that altar and keep your mouth shut. Relinquish control. And all these things should be added unto you. Therefore take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. I think Father has it under control, don't you? Why should one take their own life? It's because they cannot fix it. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling